A Vincentian woman is shaking up the food industry in the United States, having become the first national to have her products on sale in Walmart, the world's largest retail store. In an interview with NBC News, Janice Adams, who hails from the community of Fitzhughes, said while attending the St. Joseph's Convent, Maracois, food and nutrition became a savior for her. She holds a degree in culinary arts from the New England Culinary Institute, which she obtained while in Tortola, British Virgin Islands. Adams has worked in a number of hotels and restaurants in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the region, as well as in the corporate world as a kitchen manager. Adams said she started Genesis, a dried version of the Caribbean green seasoning, in 2021.
And I used whatever money I had, I ordered things to stock this online store, and I remember putting the recipe together. Now we're putting it in dry form, so I had to formulate a recipe and try to create it and make sure that it was well blended, creating this in a dry form. So I remember that we finalized the recipe, and then I ordered my first batch with whatever money I had left. And when the first batch came, it was 50 pounds. You know, it was heavily spicy. And I remember saying, like, gosh, what am I going to do with 50 pounds of seasoning? When I started out, I was ordering it from this spice company through my recipe, and I was blending it in my kitchen, bottling it and labeling it myself. This was 2022.
She said, after getting success from her initial launch, she started thinking about mass manufacturing her spice line. Adams said she posted on an online program for small businesses where retailers meet, and within days, she received a response from Walmart about her product.
10 months after launching the dried version of the Caribbean green seasoning, we actually getting to go to a major retailer. Mind you, by then, I had already emptied out my business account, whatever little I had in it, and I am pushing my business fully and just having faith in it. And we funded ourselves. We went to Arkansas. And we pitched, a friend who went with me, and we were able to pitch in front of the buyer. We had like a time window to pitch, and we were able to pitch, and we got a golden ticket. I remember, honestly, the whole day was a daze because it was so exciting, but I remember doing the interviews outside of in the Walmart headquarters and telling them about my country, like telling them about my story. Basically trying to explain to these people what Caribbean green season is, because they had no idea what it was. However, my buyer at the time was very interested because she thought it was innovative, and she thought, like, they needed more Caribbean products, that people have been complaining that Walmart is actually the world's biggest retailer, and they're like, people have been, the customers need more Caribbean products, and they like that there's not another one on the market. So they chose me.
And a year after the offer from Walmart, Genesis Seasoning is available in Walmart in 4 U.S. states and online.
I feel like a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we need to know when it's time to sometimes find a way to fund our vision. A lot of times, a lot of us fail because it's not easy to use a business as an income while you're trying to grow it. So sometimes we have to swallow our pride and go back and fund it in different ways. Some people might choose to get loans or whichever resources available to them. But I went back to work and I used a year to grow, to learn about Walmart system, to hire the right people, and to get our products properly manufactured and ready for the market. Fast forward to this week, which is yesterday was May 19th. We actually launched into Walmart stores officially. We are in the states of Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama. Our goal is to scale, as you know, we definitely need support in order to scale. And we also have on Walmart.com, which would be online, we're going to have 5 of our products in the next few weeks. But right now, you're only able to get the Genesis Caribbean Green Seasoning and the Creole, because those are the two that would be in stores. But they'll be, all 5 would be available online within the next few weeks.
Janice Adams. Adams said she is hoping to get her product on supermarket shelves in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.